You're listening to Airchecks Radio,
a service of Airchecks.com.
95.5 Mojo Radio. Mojo Radio. Is Mojo Radio. Mojo Radio. Mojo Radio returns after these announcements from our local affiliate,
BOJ New York.
Ramsey Mitsubishi has obtained its goal. That's 201-327-3377. Ramsey Mitsubishi number one. Sales tax, licensing, and MV fees not included.
This is the Mojo Radio Network. 95.5 FM.
The new 95.5 FM. Terry Fox about to step aside. It's showtime. Coming up next. Oh, yeah, he's back. Shannon in the morning on your Mojo.
Mojo.
Gentlemen, at this time, radio station WPLJ would like to apologize for the past 7 years. We know we sucked. Once again, we're sorry, and we'd like to make it all up to you now. First of all, let's put the wimp out of its misery. At this time, radio station WIMP, Wimp Radio, signs off the air forever. Put it out of its misery now. Signing off the air forever. This was radio station WIMP, The Wimp.
AM Thursday, April the 11th, 1991. Michael Scott Shannon is back home on the radio in New York. Good morning. Scott Shannon back home again at 6:07. Instant weather for Mojo Radio. Sunny, windy, and cool today. Highs up to 60. Clear skies tonight. Much cooler. Low 37. About the same on Friday. Right now, official Mojo Radio temperature is
42 degrees.
Humpty hump. dazzled me with that one. Got a brand new radio family, the Buds and the Budettes around here this morning. Let's see, we got me. I'm the head pronosticator. Humpty Hump, a drug out here from California.
Hello.
The always divine Sandy Klein, who's worked at just about every damn radio station in New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, Long Island, Staten Island, and a couple in Philadelphia. Macho Al, the housewife's pal, left over from the Rocky regime. He's out there somewhere. Joey B on the streets this morning at Mojo Party, patrolling that new Mojo van. Jimmy, the real deal. He's playing the part of the real Elvis Presley. Adam Goodman is the Claire Stevens Memorial Rangers fan. And Mojo Nolan doing that ever-popular Metro traffic. As soon as I figure out how to operate it, it is. Shannon in the morning, on the air, everywhere. Good morning.
Nancy Reagan, put down that bong and sing along.
Shannon in the morning.
Mojo Radio.
Ooda, ooda.
Smells like a damn zoo in here.
She looks good on video, but she's frightening in person. Believe me, Divinals, I touch myself. Good morning, America. Ram and Jam and Michael Scott chanted, translocated around the world on the Mojo Radio Intercontinental Satellite Broadcast Network. Broadcasting live and direct from those brand new, way down deep under the street, right next door to the basketball floor, Rock and Roll Mojo Studios, with the new family. We mentioned them earlier in the morning. We are on 95.5 FM in the metropolitan New York City area. Anywhere else, we're on the satellite SATCOM 1R, transponder 23, channel 16. Of course, we're in Mojo Stereo. Do I not? Am I doing this right, Humpty? I got everything right?
Yeah, I think so.
Is this the Mojo Nolan pot?
That's it right there.
Mojo?
Yeah, sir.
Oh, man. You know, so I always wanted to have you on Z100, and we never got together, did we?
No.
Well, welcome, man.
Almost.
No, welcome to me. I'm sorry.
Yeah, right. I mean, we almost did it, but we didn't, so.
It came close.
It only took 2 years, but here it is.
One of those deals that fell through. Let's do the traffic, dude.
All right, we got delays westbound 287 in Westchester around exit 8. An overturned tractor trailer. The left lane going to be out of service. There's some debris there, lumber all over the place. It'll be a while before they get that out of the way. Fifth Avenue between 9th and 10th, a water main break. That will continue over in Jersey City. There was a huge dump fire yesterday. That's the area of Grand and Jersey Avenues. Avoid that at all costs. Inbound Lincoln, Holland, George, so far so good. Only minor delays there. This report sponsored by the New York Times. When it comes to sports, come to the new sports section of the Times every day. Everything New York, everything sports, now in the New York Times. I'm Mojo Nolan on 95.5 FM.
Thank you, my friend.
Okay.
613. You know, the one thing that was good about signing on the last station we did in New York, as a matter of fact, Kenny Lane is here this morning. He was there when I think we did it last time, along with JR and I think Michael Ellis and myself, but it's kind of strange because at that time I was too scared to be nervous, and I didn't think I was going to get too nervous when I did this, but my God. And last night I'm trying to go to sleep in the hotel room last night, and there's this couple next door.
Uh-oh.
And I guess they've been away from each other for a while. I haven't heard anything lately, but last night, man, they were going, headboard was banging, boom, fireworks going off, and I'm thinking, man, it's the last thing I got to hear. In town by myself, fished Kathleen back home. Am I? That was fun. Exactly 6:14 in the morning. Sunny, windy, and cool today. Highs up to 60. Clear skies tonight. Much cooler. Low 37. About the same on Friday. And it's going to be a nice weekend. Right now, the official temperature is
42 degrees.
All right, now let me get this. I'm going to be a little slow this morning. See, nobody noticed this when we did it last time because we didn't have any listeners. But this time they're all going to say, did you hear him this morning? He didn't know anything. He didn't know who anything was. We got balloons everywhere. Thanks to David Hinckley, the Daily News. Kind of neat. He always was a little slicker than the rest. This morning in the Daily News, in Hinckley's column, everything you wanted to know about Mojo. Listen up. Scott Channon is going on the air this morning to kick off 95.5 FM's Mojo Radio. And it's a time for a quick refresher. A quick refresher course on what Mojo really means. So he's got the whole story there. It means a lot of different. Somebody gave me a meaning yesterday I'd never heard before.
What's that?
A part of the male body. Never mind.
Say what?
Anyway, we'll figure it out later on. But it's all in there if you're wondering. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, at 6:15, checking the sports. Lonesome Al, the housewife's pal.
Welcome home, Scott.
Sixers beat up the Knicks 100-84 in Philly. The Yankees shut out the Tigers in a one-hitter in Detroit, and the Yanks pitcher Scott Sanderson missed a no-hitter off of Tony Phillips' double, which Jesse Barfield just couldn't chase down. The Mets lost to the Phillies 8-7 in a 10-inning game that lasted 4 hours and 51 minutes in Shea. It ended at 12:31 this morning. If the game lasted only 9 innings, it would have been the longest 9-inning game in the majors at 4 hours 25 minutes. Tonight, the Rangers host Game 5 of the Wales Conference semifinals against Washington.
All right.
At 7:35, catch it on MSG. The best of 7 series is tied at 2. The Devils will play in Pittsburgh at 7:35 on Sports Channel. They're also tied at 2 apiece. And the Yanks this afternoon at 1:30 in Detroit. That'll be on MSG. The Mets host Montreal tonight at 7:30. It'll be on Channel 9.
I guess we'll both have to smooth things out a little this morning, huh? What do you think, man? That's it for him.
All right.
Welcome out. 616 at Mojo Radio.
Hello.
Lowy Shirley.
I'm Sleep Shirley.
The best road is the railroad.
95.5 Mojo Radio.
6:20 in the morning. Shannon's back. Open to those Mojo new request lines. 1-800-452-MOJO all around the world. Chicago's on 95.5 FM.
When you call me up this morning.
The Los Angeles police wanted him for their next video.
Whoa! So we had to get out of L.A.
Arbitron, rated number 17.
It must be Mojo Radio.
Just a little higher, and I took that station out there in L.A. Huh? Pirate Radio, Mojo Radio, Z100, we got them all. Good morning, America. Shannon is back on the air. The new 95.5 FM. Humpty, which one are we on?
95.5 FM. The SATCOM is 1R. The transponder 23. And the channel is number 16.
Sunny, windy, and cool today. Highs up to 60. Clear skies tonight and much cooler. Low 37. About the same on Friday right now. Official Mojo temperature is
41 degrees.
Just jump on in there anytime. It's our first show, as you can probably tell. Well, didn't we warm up? Didn't we go through a little run through yesterday?
A little dry run, making sure the equipment worked and everything.
And we should have done that again a little early in the week, huh?
Yeah.
Should be fun. Somebody said we should have like 3 million listeners this morning.
Oh, my God.
We had about 31 listeners when we signed on the first time. It's a caucus. But anyway, this is the radio station that Bob Shadden listens to. And good morning, Pirate Mojo Radio. Who is this? Hello, Mojo.
Hello, Scott.
Who is this? Who is this? You gone, man? Mojo.
Hello, Scott.
I figured out yet. Yeah, I think I got it. Good morning. Who's this?
Scott.
Can you hear me?
Hello, Scott.
You can't hear me. That's great. What am I? Come here. Come on, those little guys that worked here before.
Can we get a broadcast engineer in here, please?
Come on, those little rocky squirrel guys. Come here, man. Now, how come they can't hear me? What am I doing wrong? Press this out. Press it for me.
Okay.
What am I doing? Audition? 1, 2, 3. Press it. This is a test. Can you hear me?
Hello?
Hi. Can you hear my voice?
I can hear it through the radio.
But you can't hear it on the telephone.
No, but it's okay because I can still hear you. All I want to tell you is I'm really psyched for you guys, and I'm Mount Vernon is psyched for Mojo Radio, and I thank Scott Shannon for bringing excitement back to radio in New York.
And a fine technical ability, right?
It's a wonderful thing.
We got all these little baby DJs around the country. And we talked to one from Tupelo. Where'd that other guy call from, Phil? Where?
Atlantic City.
Atlantic City?
Guy from Clearwater, Florida, too.
Guy from Clearwater, Florida. Somebody from Chicago this morning.
Everybody's excited for you. You're bringing excitement back, and it's great.
It's exciting.
Really good.
It's exciting to hear Disc Jockey try to operate that phone, isn't it?
You're going to work this all out. Things are going to be great. It'll be fine. We'll be patient.
Thank you so much.
Don't worry about
Thank
it.
Thank you so much. I do appreciate that. Thank you.
Ago last Monday, I was driving home at night. The guy in front was pokey. He wanted to see the sights. I didn't want to be Gumby, so I switched to passing gear. When I pulled up alongside him, he offered me a beer. Hey, man, you want a beer?
No, thanks, man.
You sure?
No, I'm Bob.
Okay, man, we'll see you later. Pulled into my driveway, walked up to my front door. I went inside and noticed there were hoof marks on the floor. I measured them with utmost care and thought the tracks were deer. Then suddenly it hit me, what was happening in here?
There's a moose in my house.
I thought it was a deer.
There's a moose in my house.
But now it's really clear.
There's a moose in my house.
Got a
major problem here. Moose, moose, in my house.
What am I gonna tell my dog?
I checked my mail and found a box from the Sierra Club. I ran into the bathroom and found moose hair in my tub. My bill from Bell had phone calls to the Yukon and Montana. My toothbrush smells like moose breath. I'm missing my pajamas.
There's a moose in my house.
I don't know what to do.
There's a moose in my house.
I stepped in moosey poo.
There's a moose in my house.
My dog is turning blue.
Moose, moose, in my house.
I know this all sounds stupid, you probably think I'm dumb. You might think I'm a mental case or maybe just a bum. But someday you just might come home and find a big surprise. A moose takes up a lot of space and really draws a fly.
There's a moose in my house.
I thought it was a deer.
There's a moose in my house.
But now it's really clear.
There's a moose in my house.
I should have had that beer.
There's a moose in my house.
Got a major problem here.
There's a moose in my house.
I don't know what to do.
There's a moose in my house.
I stepped in moosey poo.
There's a moose in my house.
I hope that there aren't two.
There's a moose in my house.
My dog is turning blue.
There's a moose in my house.
Moose, moose, moose.
There's a moose in my house.
FM, Shannon in the morning, 6:33. Good morning, Joe Nolan.
Good morning, Scott Shannon.
You're on the air everywhere, dude.
All right, man. We've got ourselves some problems on 287 westbound up in Westchester at exit 8. An overturned tractor trailer left lane has now been cleared. There might still be some debris, though, off on the side of the road, so as you head westbound, look for some problems there. Fifth Avenue between 9th and 10th. Again, that water main break, all lanes shut down there. Canal Street between Lafayette and Broadway. They have a water condition, which is usually the first part of a water main break, so we'll have to wait and see what happens at that point. In Jersey City, again, that giant fire of yesterday, Grand and Jersey Avenues, that whole area, avoid it if you can. And still only minor delays inbound at the Lincoln and Holland Tunnels and also at the George Washington Bridge. And this report sponsored by Connecting Point, the Apple Macintosh 2CI, everything you're looking for in a personal computer. Powerful, expandable, affordable, and available from your authorized Apple dealer. Information products, Connecting Point in Fairfield. I'm Mo Joe Nolan on 95.5 FM.
And a groovy guy he is. Sunny, windy, and cool today. Highs up to 60. Clear skies tonight. Much cooler. Low 37. About the same on Friday. Sixers beat the Knicks 100-84 in Philly. The Yankees shut out the Tigers in a one-hitter in Detroit. Yankees pitcher Scott Sanders missed a no-hitter off Tony Phillips' double, which Jesse Barfield couldn't chase down. The Mets lost to the Phillies 8-7, a 10-inning game that lasted 4 hours and 51 minutes at Shea. It ended 12:31 this morning. If the game had lasted only 9 innings, it would have been the longest 9-inning game in the majors, 4 hours and 25 minutes. Tonight, Rangers Game 5 in the Wales Conference.
Hello.
Yeah. You know Claire's out there somewhere. In radio heaven, just understand.
Well, I'll show Scott. I'll show him. He said we'd never win one of those cups.
This is the year.
This is the year. Maybe it is the year. I hope so. Semifinals against Washington, 7:35 on MSG. The best of seven series is tied at 2. Devils play in Pittsburgh, 7:35 on Sports Channel. Yankees play this afternoon at 1:30 in Detroit. That'll be on MSG. What, last night, was it the Tigers or the Yankees yesterday that caused that problem in attendance? Did you see the crowd in Detroit?
Oh, it was no one there.
It was about 30 people. It was horrible looking. Nobody showed up. Let me try the phones again. Good morning, Mojo Radio.
Hey there, Scott. Welcome back to New York.
Look how he handled that. Turned it right on. Like that. So you can tell the professionals, can't you, sir?
Good to hear you.
Thank you so much, man. Good morning, Mojo Radio.
Hello, Scott.
Hello.
How you doing?
Hello.
When are you going to be doing that mystery oldie?
You know what? I got to think about that. We got to do a mystery oldie. We're not going to drop everything that we do when it's on C100. But knowing Steve Kingston, he's probably got everything copyrighted or service mark. Things that, that we put together before we came there down in Florida and brought it up. So, I don't know. I'm even afraid to try the horoscope. So, we'll do the horoscopes anyway, all right?
Okay.
That little weasel. Thank you, man. 6:35, Mojo, 95.5 FM.
And now, another great moment in broadcasting with Casey Kasem.
Coming in at number 10, that's Carrie Fye from the band Warren. I'm Casey Kasem, and you know I'm quite a sucker for romantic lyrics, and I quote, swinging in the kitchen because she wanted me to feed her. So I mixed up the batter, and she licked the beater. Ooh, isn't that wonderful? Now, back to the countdown.
The choice of a new generation, round the world and across the nation, P.E.
D-E-P-S-I is what they're drinking. Why drink anything else?
1111 Old Country Road, Westbury.
Shannon in the morning.
That care, let's hear for them today. 6:44, Thursday, April the 11th, 1991.
ABC, AM and FM, New York.
More music on
77 WABC.
Live via satellite.
Ladies and gentlemen, Shannon in the morning, friends functulating around the world on the Mojo Radio Intercontinental Mudcast Network. Good morning, New York, New Jersey, Staten Island, Long Island, that little bitty piece of Pennsylvania.
Robin Thursday on the new 95.5 FM. Michael Scott, Shannon, home again.
Well, you know what's so funny is I didn't really get nervous until I went to bed last night. That's pretty cool. You know, yesterday I just did business as usual. We had Rocky up here, the guy who used to be in the morning. I talked to him a while, him and his attorney. Dapper young man, trying to work out a deal where he stays with the radio station. All the other disc jockeys are still here. That Sky Boy.
Are they back from Grossinger's yet?
They're back, which has been closed down. I saw some guy at the airport the other day. The guard said, "Hey, Mojo, Shannon, when you going on, man?" I said, "What are you talking about?" He says, "I know you're on that station. 95, I heard you on there. So tell your DJs that Tom Vacation at Grossing just been closed for 2 years, man." I said, "Oh, okay, thank you." The new 95.5 FM, the station that Jason and Garrett Einar crank up in the morning.
Yeah. All right.
It must be Mojo Radio.
Yes.
I'm about to figure this out. You got to remember something. I haven't been on the radio for like, what, 2 months? It was 2 months. After just a tremendous job of radio showmanship in Los Angeles, they just blew us out, shut the station down.
It was February 13th, 1991.
They did it over the phone and gave me 2 hours to clear out my desk. A fine, how do you do?
It was a lovely day.
6:49, we are back. Let's see, who else is? But and see, this thing, yesterday I felt pretty good. Didn't really bother me. So the sales slime said, can we bring some people up? And the publicity department said, can we have some people up? I said, sure, bring them all up here. So it's like being at the little petting cage at the zoo. Everybody said, "Oh, there's a guy." Nope, they didn't do this when we opened up the other one, the Z100. Nobody looked at it. And my friend Ed Solomon from Unistar, somebody's got their earphones up to it. Who is it? Sandy.
It's me.
Sandy sent, Ed sent me over all the versions ever of any Mojo song, you see.
We got them all.
I got all the Mojo songs. Ow,
yeah. Come on, man.
Well, I'm the Mojo man.
I got them all. That's better than Freedom Rock, isn't it? The Freedom Rock album. Uh-huh. See on television? But who needs that pre-recorded stuff? This one of the jocks who stumbled onto this band that played. You know, one of those little guys that play in the subways?
Sure.
But I always like to hang in the subways, you
I
know
get
that.
A quarter every time. Down by the Haagen-Dazs place in Penn Station.
So anyway, we found this group called the Delta Blues Band. Mr. Ted Williams Sr. and Ted Williams Jr. And they're going to be our official house band this morning.
Woo. We couldn't get Paul Schaefer.
Yeah, we couldn't get Paul Schaefer. Steve King said we'll let him play. So, threatened to boycott all his records. But anyway, they gave me a list of the song. Of course, they play Mojo Working, and they play High Heel Sneakers. It's a Mean Old World. I Found a Love. Evil Woman. They don't play Highway to Hell.
What? No AC/DC covers.
Why the hell did you book them? If we call them. This is honestly one of those little answer machines.
Yeah.
This is Delta Blues. Thank you for calling me. I'm ready to play the blues for you.
You ready?
I'm not home at the moment, but leave the message for me and leave your number for me so I can call you right back. Okay? And again, thank you for calling me now. Hey, hey, hey. I'm ready to play.
Pretty snappy.
Have guitar, we'll travel.
Hey, hey, hey. I'm ready to play. That's kind of like the same deal Bob Martiri had when he first started at Hillside Bed. He had a little slogan like that. Anyway, it's the new 95.5 FM, Shannon in the Morning, the crew. And lucky to have some pretty competent individuals at the radio station. Usually when you're 17th, you walk in, there's a bunch of babbling bobos. They come, they go, dragging feet behind them. We want to win, we want to win. We have pretty good people. Sandy Klein. The information director. I've got her little resume. She's been with us here approximately 7 months. She has 15 years experience in radio. Some of her places of business were WYNY, WBLS, WNBC, WKTU, WABC, WYNY. How did you miss Z100?
I just never thought about them.
I'm sure if you had thought about them, you'd have been there probably. Look at this. I say she handles the news and runs the public service department. She also hosts a fine show that runs on Sunday. What's the name of that fine show?
Wine with Klein. No, it's called Sunday Morning with Sandy Klein.
Oh, man. That is. Yes. No wonder you guys are rolling up the charts.
Look out, Charles Kuralt.
Oh, man. Have you ever heard New Jersey and You with Thomas Jonathan B. Bell? Huh?
No, I haven't.
I'm telling you.
Hey, I'm ready to play.
It's hot. All right. Instant weather. You want to do the weather this morning, Sandy? You want to try that?
All right. We're going to have sunshine, but it's going to be windy and cool today with highs up to 60 degrees. Clear skies tonight, much cooler, a low 37. We're going to have about the same for tomorrow, and it is 42 degrees right now.
I didn't see WBNJ here on your list of broadcast facilities.
Or WBLT.
That's another one you missed. Humpty Hump's got the information on my main man. Who's out there this morning? The new Mojo van.
It's going to be Joey B driving around the city in the brand new Mojo van. It's brand new. There are no dents on this sucker yet. He's got the first edition Mojo Radio t-shirts. You can check him out at Grand Central Station at 42nd Street and Vanderbilt Street. Later on today, also Ridgemont Road in Lyndhurst, New Jersey, in front of the Roy Rogers. He's got the first edition Mojo shirts. You better get them while they're hot.
50 of them, baby. You can't buy me with that slick looking too. It's exactly 6:54 in the morning. Mojo Radio and Mojo Nolan is on.
We got ourselves all kinds of things going on.
Snap it up, man.
I'm sorry.
Just jump in there on me.
Okay, fine. Fifth Avenue between 9th and 10th. Again, a water main break. Canal Street between Lafayette and Broadway. A water condition there, too. Again, this is going to be all kinds of problems downtown, particularly as you go across Canal. Again, trying to get between the Manhattan Bridge and the Holland Tunnel. In Jersey City, again, avoid Grand in Jersey. That big dump fire yesterday. Inbound Lincoln and Holland, about a 15-minute delay, about a 10-minute delay inbound at the George Washington Bridge. This report is sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. Dunkin' Donuts announces the latest, the greatest, the most edible of man's incredible inventions, the no-cholesterol donut. Dunkin' Donuts, on the cutting edge of great taste. You go over to one of those shops and buy a bucket full of them.
Buy a what?
A bucket full of them.
Take it easy, man. I haven't been here a little while.
Okay, sorry.
Lord, Murphy, Tom Murphy got turned around and said, what the hell? He's out of here.
Kind of like Imus in the morning, but younger. Kind of like the zoo, only funny. In the morning, hello, New York, I'm back home.
Mojo Radio. Do I love you, baby? Yeah, 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 more than, yeah, 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 more than ever.
Oh, I feel so good. Nelson, Matthew and Gunner, which one's a horn dog? Is it, it's Matthew. He's the little one that always gets into trouble. All right. Mojo Radio, 95.5 FM, 6:59 in the morning, sunny, cooler, and windy today. Highs up to 60. Clear skies. Turn that camera off while I'm talking. Clear skies today, much cooler. Low tonight, 37, about the same on Friday. There's hockey tonight.
Yeah.
Adam is a raging maniac.
This is it.
Rangers, game 5, Wales Conference semifinals against Washington. 7:35 MSG, the best of 7 series is tied at 2. Devils in Pittsburgh, 7:35, they're also tied 2-2. It's on Sports Channel. Yankees play this afternoon in Detroit. Maybe they have another great crowd like they had yesterday. Another smashing crowd, like my ratings out there in L.A. Yankees play 1:30 in Detroit. That'll be an MSG. And the Mets host Montreal tonight. They're at Shea Stadium, 7:30, Channel 9. Mike Lupica back with the Daily News, which is kind of nice. And are they setting up now?
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Mississippi Delta Blues Band is setting up live as I speak. Originally from Lamar, Mississippi.
All right.
I think Lamar's got more people than showed up at that Yankees game yesterday. Mentioned this earlier in the Daily News. Did you see his hump?
Everything you want to know about Mojo. David Hinckley this morning said Shannon's on the air on 95.5 Mojo Radio. It's time for a quick refresher course on exactly what a mojo is.
What is it?
The short answer is that it's a good luck charm, an object born of black folklore and belief in the power of the spirits, popularized in the South during the 19th and early 20th centuries. The full name was Mojo Hand, shortened to Mojo. So there, who was in my office just trying to tell me yesterday was like a...
I think it was Debbie Alpey, our promotions director.
Debbie's there and said, you know, my boyfriend told me what a mojo is. That's the thing a guy has babies with. He uses that thing, you know.
Boy, I believe a booger man's got a hold of you.
Yeah, we got I forgot about this. We're supposed to get these away today. If you're a major Winger fan, we got lunch set up with Winger and the guys at the Hard Rock. Kip was a recent Playgirl magazine. Letting his mojo... No, he didn't let his mojo show, did he? No, I don't think so. All right, want to go see that? We'll take two callers right now on those new mojo lines. 1-800-452-MOJO. Mojo. That's 452-6650. Stand by, America.
Extra, extra, read all about it. Extra.
You can read about it in your local paper today.
Planner and Go USA, because travel moves people. Sponsored by the Travel Coalition. BLG New York.
OutQ, your
flag and sack on the Garfield border.
Mojo Radio congratulates OutQ, celebrating 10 years as your number one source for nighttime good time.
This is the Mojo Radio Network. 95.5 FM.
Transmitting live and direct from those brand new way down deep under the street, right next door to the basketball floor, rock and roll Mojo Studios at Shannon in the Morning of the new 95.5 FM.
Excellent!
Exactly, 7:09, Mojo time, stand by. The Delta Mississippi Blues Band.
Those boys really know how to pee on their toes.
Ladies and gentlemen, let's hear from my man, Michael Bolton.
Yeah, shake your booty, shake your booty.
This is the radio station that gives Al Roker a big old Woody. Mojo Radio.
The new 95.5 FM, the station Hannibal Lecter cranks up every morning. 7:17, instant weather, sunny, windy, cool today, highs up to 60, clear skies tonight, much cooler low tonight, 37, about the same on Friday. Right now, the winking, blinking, good guy weather tower, official temperature is
41 degrees.
Thank you, hub de hub. Turn it down just a little bit. All right, thank you so much. Mojo request lines open this morning, 1-800-452-MOJO. Fax lines open, 1-800-352-MOJO. Warm it up right now, let me get the microphone on. Warm it up right now, ladies and gentlemen, the official Shannon in the Morning house band, live and direct from microphone 4. The Mississippi Delta Blues Band, father and son Ted and Ted. Originally from Lamar, Mississippi. How long have you guys been playing together?
About 30 years, I guess.
30 years?
I've been playing 30 years. My son is only 40.
Oh, he's a young guy. He's only been playing how long?
30 years.
Your son's been playing 30 years.
My son is 40 years old.
So when you got through having your son, you had nothing else to do, you just started playing.
About time, don't you think?
Put that thing away and play a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You got a little music we can do the 60-second horse goes with? Ladies and gentlemen, you always find Sandy Klein. Kicks him off.
Okay, Aries. New developments could bring you exactly what you want as long as you're willing to make some sacrifices.
And Taurus, the only way to reach your immediate goals is if you pay the big bucks for them.
Gemini, this is not the day to jump the gun. Don't settle for a quick solution when you might have better luck considering several.
Cancer.
Hey, Ted.
Hey, Cancer, to err is human, but to forgive is a bonehead move, at least for the moment. Now is not the time to be a nice guy.
Leo, get in touch with an old friend you've been neglecting. Your advice. advice is needed now more than ever.
And Virgo, if you're a workaholic, this will be your kind of day.
Libra, money makes the world go round, but you're only making it spin faster because of your spendthrift ways.
And Scorpio, you're the master of your sexual destiny. There's plenty of fish in the sea, and you can reel in anyone anytime you want.
Sagittarius, you better come clean, face facts, and deal with the truth. Take some time to get away from everybody and figure out just who you are and what you want.
Capricorn, if you want something bad enough, even if it's risky, you can have it. It's up to you. Make the right decision and go for it.
Aquarius, keep putting off your vacation plans, and there won't be any vacation unless you want to be alone for the holidays. You better get cracking.
And Pisces, there's good news and bad news. Any kind of news is okay, but it could get worse at any moment, so just be sure you know what's going on. Those are your official Mojo Horrible Scopes. Scott, back to you.
Thank you so much, Humpty. Well, that's it for 10 this morning.
Right. That's if it does the blues bad. Mojo Nolan is on.
We got a big problem on Long Island now all of a sudden. Coming inbound, LIE, we're slow. Casino Boulevard all the way through Main Street, then from Junction Boulevard right to the BQE. Westbound on the Cross Bronx Expressway, slow off the Throgs Neck Bridge. Two car accident left lane. That's on that part that goes east of the Bruckner Interchange down to the bridge. That is what is all messed up this morning. So if you're coming out of Queens into the Bronx, look out. Fifth Avenue closed from 9th to 10th. And again, that because of a water main break. We have a water main break about to happen. Canal between Lafayette and Broadway. There's water all over the place. They're trying to fix that. Inbound Lincoln 20, Holland 15, George about 5, an alternate side of the street parking in effect today in all five boroughs. This report is sponsored by Imperator Courier Systems. When your package or documents are time sensitive, call the courier service that will have them there in 3 hours. When on-time delivery is imperative, call Imperator 212-505-9522. I'm Mo Joe Nolan on 95.5 FM.
I'll bring it home on.
Yeah. Oh.
Never before have you seen such an action-packed movie. Never before have you seen this much adventure. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger the Predator versus Benji the Hunted. Hear Schwarzenegger's extensive dialogue.
Run, Benji, run. See, Benji, run. Last time you make doo-doo on the floor, Benji. Get off the kitchen table, Benji.
Here's Schwarzenegger's wild sense of humor.
Here, catch this 50-pound weight, Benji. Uh-oh. Who put doggy poop on my biceps, Benji?
Schwarzenegger versus Benji, coming soon to a theater near you.